Was Mads Harrop with Lying in Circles. Kia ora, Mads, how are you this morning?
Oh, kia ora, I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Really good. It's so nice to be able to chat to you. Are you down in Dunedin at the moment?
Yes, I am down in Dunedin. It's very beautiful, very sunny here. It's pretty quiet for O week. It's not like the usual O week.
No, it's a little bit like that up here in Tāmaki as well. You are playing a gig tonight though for O week with Porpoise, another good Dunedin-based band. Are you excited for it?
Yeah, I was, but unfortunately that's been cancelled
due to the COVID situation. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll get to play some more soon. I was hoping it might be a seated, spaced out gig for you, but no, it's a bit tricky to do that at the moment, eh?
Yeah, I'm pretty gutted. I mean, my band and I, we worked really hard for this gig.
Yeah.
It's
a tricky time, eh? But you have put out a new song, which is awesome, Hiding in Colour. That's a great thing to celebrate. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, so good. Yeah, it's so that song is about my Tourette's, which I got a couple of years ago, and it's about coming to terms with this condition and making peace with it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, totally. That must be quite an interesting thing to try and put into words, something that is, you know, quite all-consuming in your life in many ways. How was that process for you, trying to write about that?
It was very raw and very honest, and yeah, it's very challenging, and you know, I can't put into words exactly how challenging it can be living with Tourette's.
You're very open about your Tourette's and also about Asperger's and sort of writing through those things and celebrating those things about yourself as well. And all of your music has kind of like a joyful ferociousness to it, which is what I really like about it, Mads. When did you start making music?
Well, I was 15 when I really started getting into songwriting, but I've kind of been involved in music ever since I was a baby, really, because I'm from a musical family, so...
Nice.
Yeah.
Your very first EP that you put out, which I'm sure BFM listeners will be very familiar with, Contagious World, was a song we had on playlist for a long time, quite prescient for the COVID times we're now in, but I know it was written before then. It's got such a great photo of you as a little kid that looks like it was like made to be album art on it.
Yes. So it was written before then, but because Contagious World is so relevant to the times we live in now, I always say it's about COVID.
Yeah. It's the COVID anthem, really, in many ways. What does prompt you to write music, Mads? I know you write about your Tourette's, you've written about other things as well. When do you know you've got a song or something that you want to be a song?
When I have like a really strong thought or idea in mind, actually, and sometimes I'll come up with a lyric line and then I'll often refer to the ideas that I've had or the thoughts I've had recently, and I'll just think, oh, that's a really good song idea, like let's put that into a song.
Yeah. And do you just sit down and write, or how does the process work for you? Because I know everybody's got a slightly different way they go about it. Some people smash it out in their phone notes. Some people just go straight to microphone. How do you do it?
So I will sit down and write it, and quite typically I'll do it in my room or in the studio. And if I'm really hit hard by the inspiration, songwriting bug, I won't leave my bedroom or the studio until I finish the song.
Mean. That's a really nice feeling to be able to just kind of smash it out, eh?
Yeah.
And how do you record? Because do you record at at home? Is that right?
Yes, I do. So I record in the studio at my house called Sublime Studios, and you know, it's quite well known nowadays because so many people have recorded there.
And is it in Oamaru, is that correct?
It's just out of Oamaru, so it's the Waitaki Valley in between Kurau and Duntroon.
Such a beautiful part of the country. Do you think that has affected your music making at all, being in the sort of gorgeous south?
Yes, it has actually. I've actually got a song written about my hometown, Kurau, called Life is for Holding On.
That's so awesome. And your family must be very supportive. As you said, having a musical family, it's a really nice thing to grow up around and kind of get your ear in at a really young age. But they must be super supportive of the music you're making at the moment.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing, you know. I'm just so thankful, yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks to my wonderful family.
And you're at uni in Dunedin at the moment, is that right?
Yes, I am. So, and I've just been learning how to conduct over summer school, and it would have been interesting doing that one with my Tourette's, but, you know, I felt that I nailed it,
That's so awesome. When you're writing or performing, do you feel like, how does your Tourette sort of affect that? Does it affect it, or do you sort of move into a different space? What's that like for you as a performer?
I move into a slightly different space, but often I'll try as hard as I can to like put emotion into my performance. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm singing Hiding in Colour, I will often go into, I'll get into like quite an angry sort of mood, because that's the general, you know, vibe of the song. And then the chorus has more of like a positive kind of sum up.
Yeah.
Sums the message up.
Totally. And it's a really beautiful song as well, Mads. I think, you know, for anybody listening to it, they'll be able to feel that emotion that you're talking about there as well. And also the kind of like cathartic release of it as well. It's got a really catchy hook, and it's a really good track in its own right, as well as being quite a powerful message too. What are you going to be working on next? It sounds like you might have a few tracks up your sleeve or some more music on the way.
So I'm going to be working on my honours this year, which is very exciting. I'm doing it on composition.
Oh, wicked. That's awesome. Busy time trying to smash all of that out, especially in the middle of COVID. But it must be nice to be somewhere like Dunedin, which has such a musical history, to be doing all of that in.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've been such a Dunedin Sound fan all my life, basically.
Well, carry on.
Oh, okay. I've had the privilege of having Graham Downs, Graham Downs from the Verlaines, one of my teachers, and Anthony Ritchie as well. I mean, all my teachers are great.
Yeah. That's so cool. That's such a special thing as a musician to have those awesome leaders in that space down there. Mads, I think we should play your new single now. Thanks so much for chatting with us. Hope you get to play some gigs soon. Hope everybody gets to play some gigs soon. But in the meantime, thanks for releasing this track. If people want to get some of your music in their life, it's madelineharrop.bandcamp.com. Is that right?
I think it might be that, or it's Mads Harrop.
Okay, nice.
No, maybe it might be Madeline Harrop. Bandcamp. I can't remember.
We'll stick it in the podcast anyway, so people can go and track it down. But thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. Good luck with your honours this year.
Thank you. Yeah, Hiding in Colour. It's great because, I mean, songwriting, it's a really good way to like vent my emotions out. You know, living with Tourette's. I mean, I'm very open about how it's affected my mental health. Like, I have the swearing tic, which is commonly known as coprolalia, and I've had quite a few bad experiences about that in the past, and it's just made me feel like really, you know, sad and all of that, because, you know, I can't control it.
No,
you know, and it's also very frustrating as well, so
I can totally imagine.
Thanks.
The song feels like a really important song for you then, maybe.
Yeah, it is a very important song. Hey, thank you so much.
Oh, you're totally welcome, Mads. It's a total pleasure. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great rest of your morning.
Thank you, you too. See ya. Body forces in the way. Shoes are silent, they move softly in the way they try to stay. Isolated, I am diving. Can you see the way I see? We can get there, I can take these voices, gestures helping me.
Softly in the way they try to stay isolated.